Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
The farther you get away from the football, the farther you get away from football.
Olin Krutz.
What do we need from Caleb? Your number one job is to protect yourself. That's your number one job. I always live by this. Who much is given, much is expected.
14-year NFL veteran.
It's the offensive line with Olin Krutz in the middle. About as good as it gets at the center position.
Six-time Pro Bowler and four-time NFL All-Pro.
I was very fortunate because I got to practice against the best center in the league every single day in practice. It benefited my career. It benefited our defenses. Playing ability, it drives me crazy. Whenever I get a chance to talk about it, I bring up Olin because, in my opinion, he's the one guy that needs to be in there.
Football analyst for 670 The Score.
Did you guys think that Rex Ryan was excited when they showed CeeDee Lamb's ankle?
He didn't get a full shot of his whole foot walking off the field.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, what are they showing us here? Like the guy's ankle?
Really beautiful feet. Is it okay to touch them again? Wow, they're like really soft.
Olin Krutz with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Before Chicago takes on Las Vegas, tune in Sunday from 11 to 1:45 for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reactions in postgame, on the postgame show, which is presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Arturo Tires. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. Oh, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Why don't we start with the news of the day? And the news of the day is that Darnell Wright is out of the game on Sunday. He's not going to be available. So what would you like to see the Bears do?
Well, I'm an offensive lineman, and when you lose a guy like Darnell Wright, you want to protect your quarterback and your offensive line, and what you don't want them doing is pass pro all game long, right? And you don't want this guy against one of the premier defensive ends, really, in the NFL. I'll be honest, guys, I don't get to see a lot of Max Crosby because of what, you know, he's in Las Vegas with the Raiders in AFC. They're not in the playoffs a ton. This guy is a ball player, man. I mean, he is fun to watch on film. He gets after people. Amazing athlete. He looks like he's in the Matrix, the way he moves his body and makes guys miss. So tough challenge for the Chicago Bears anyway. Even if who I think is can be one of their best offensive linemen, Darnell Wright, it was in. But now that he's out and it'll probably drop to Benedict and our Ozzie Chirpillo will be their swing tackle, tough job for them. Make sure he's got chip help. Make sure you always pay attention to where Max Crosby is. Run the ball a little bit more. Just be careful. This guy can wreck the game.
Olin, this is a troubling development in terms of during the game we were told it was hand, and after the game they said that it should be something that's okay, and then it became elbow during the week on the injury report, and here we are now with him fully out of the game. Have you ever had an injury that developed like that from one day to the next as the week goes on?
I definitely have, but he immediately had a brace on his elbow. So I know what they said, but when he came back in the game, I think his left elbow was braced up. So we knew that it was his elbow that was a problem. And honestly, guys, the way he finished the game, I'm sure they told him, like you know, Darnell, man, we know you want to go. We know you want to be out there with your teammates. But with that arm right now, you can't block anybody. And look, I'm a former ball player, man. When a guy goes out there and fights for his teammates, he gets my respect. And his hand, He couldn't use his arm, and he struggled in the second half when he came back. But I know he was in a tremendous amount of pain, and I'm sure some of this was just, okay, we'll give you a chance to go. But when we put you on that field, if you can't block anybody in one-on-one pass rush, if you're blocking like you blocked at the end of the game last week, we're going to go with Benedict, who we think is a pretty good player. He's probably better than Darnell Wright at 55 to 60%. So sometimes injuries like that, you know, with the adrenaline going and you're in the game and they give you something to take the edge off the pain in the second half, you can go. And then, man, I'm telling you, Speaks, you wake up Monday and Tuesday morning and that thing looks like a balloon and you can't move. And you're thinking, what the hell happened to my left arm? I remember in the NFC Championship game in 2010, I tore my Lisfranc ligament in my foot. I finished the game, right? I finished the game. We lost. Thank goodness, you know, if we would have won, I couldn't have played in the Super Bowl. That's how bad my foot was. So I did finish the game. Sometimes you can, and then that injury just doesn't let you go anymore.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Man, Olin Krutz with us here. All right, so you mentioned Theo Benedet, the undrafted kid from Canada, who became the swing tackle, sort of surprisingly, at the end of training camp. He's been splitting reps at right tackle this week with Ozzie Trapillo, the second rounder from BC, who hasn't dressed in a couple of weeks. What do you suspect they're going to do? Start Benedet? Is Ozzie your swing? Does Benedet move to the left tackle if he needs to, if, God forbid, something happens to Braxton? This is scary now, Ola.
Yeah, I think they'll start Theo, right, with the way they've been going. And then, like you're saying, if something does happen to Braxton, who isn't 100% healthy yet, Coach Roshar told us that last week, right, that he's working his way in. And if they got a pass pro late in this game, they might be in trouble again, right, because they were going to actually have Theo Benedet over there fighting with Braxton. So they do have a problem there. Look, guys, as you guys know, if we went into this season and I asked you guys, hey, man, they're going to go to Las Vegas, no matter how good Las Vegas is, Darnell Wright and Jalon Johnson are going to be out. What do you guys think? Right, like they're missing two of their really good football players, and not the week you want to lose Darnell Wright. So their offensive line will shuffle a little bit. I think they'll go with Theo to start, and then, you know, Ozzie Trapillo, if somebody gets hurt, Theo will kick over to left tackle, and Ozzie will go in at right tackle.
I want to go back for a second because I think you're right. Max Crosby is a monster. In watching the tape, does he pick where he wants to be lined up? Does he stay on one tackle, or do they move him around and even kick him inside?
Yeah, they move him around and kick him inside. Like, you know, Lawrence, you're watching the tape, and if you can run games with this guy and on the move, he's dangerous. He has amazing ability to make his body small so you can't put your hands on what we call the near point. Offensive lineman, we're always trying to hit the near point with our hands, right? Take the edge off the rush. He has an amazing ability to make himself small, get close to the ground, and finish on a sack. He even does that on run plays. He gets up the field. He puts a tremendous amount of pressure on the offensive line to account for him and to get him blocked. He is a weapon, man, there for the Las Vegas Raiders. He is fun to watch on film. And like you're talking about, Lawrence, they'll move him around. They'll find his matchup, and then he's going to attack you.
So I wonder, Olin, you know, Dave Wanstead brought it up with us yesterday when we were on in middays. Does Ben go to six linemen? You know, we got Colston Loveland injury problems as well. So Durham Smythe might need to be out there as the second tight end, not as the third tight end, as he was in the second half of that game. Who knows? Like, I mean, what might Ben do?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he does all that anyway, right? Speaks, when you watch the film, I mean, he used Theo a lot last week. They're always giving presents to Braxton Jones. Now you just have to give both your tackles presents you know, in the third down of the 19-play drive, you remember they got to third, I think it was 8 or 9, right? The amazing, heroic 19-play drive. And Caleb Williams hits DJ Moore. Caleb Williams read the defense, read the blitz wasn't coming, or if the linebacker did come, the center had him. He switched the play. He put Cole Kmet, and I think he brought Swift up to the line of scrimmage and gave both tackle chips and body presence and drilled the ball to DJ Moore. So things like that, you would expect to see a little more. You got to be careful always having an extra tackle in the game because obviously you take away one more weapon on the field. And if I'm the Raiders, I say, look, if Ozzie Trapillo comes in the game to help protect the quarterback, let's just blitz him. Right, let's just blitz one more guy, add one more guy to the rush, because that's one more guy that can't go out and catch a pass. So we'll see how he does it. Coach Johnson uses a lot of formations, a lot of personnel, uses an extra tackle, what we call jumbo, right? Jumbo formation, gets the guy on the field, gets some more linemen out there, help them block. But like last week, they were using receivers, they were using running backs, they were using tight ends. They were using everybody to get their tackles some help. Thankfully, as you guys probably I've read, you guys are in Vegas. I know people in Vegas. They don't expect it to be that loud there for the Chicago Bears. So thankfully, they won't have to deal with crowd noise and be a step behind the rusher.
So there it is, my old pals, Max Protect and Chip Help. Both those guys are going to have to show up and be a big part of the game plan, Lawrence.
Yeah, they're going to have to do their job for sure. Oh, I want to go
back
to something
darkness,
you said.
My old friend.
I want to go back to something you said about Caleb, and I want to know if you think it's a step in the right direction and if it's sustainable. It felt like I was seeing him be more in command of what the Bears wanted to do, recognizing some fronts, changing some protections. How much of that is a step forward for him, and how much did you notice it?
Notice it a lot, because remember the first 2 weeks, what were we screaming about? Pre-snap penalties, right? Cadence. How are we dropping off sides at home versus the Minnesota Vikings so many times? Why can't we just get the offense on the field and not get behind the chains? And a lot of that was cadence and formation and getting the play out in the huddle and getting guys lined up and getting them comfortable and getting them going. Now, Lawrence, I'd be lying to you if I didn't say it was a huge difference in this Dallas game, right? We all saw it. I mean, the second drive, the penalty flag drops on the first play, and we're like, here we go again, and it's on the Cowboys. And I said, man, a new day. A new day. It's not on the Chicago Bears. They're not backing the chains up. So it is good to watch. It was good to see him in command, playing from the pocket. Looked like everybody was comfortable in their spots, doing all kind of things. I'll tell you what, guys, I'm going to go off topic for a second. Cole Kmet, Swiss Army knife, man, to watch the amount of things that Coach Johnson is having Cole Kmet to block, chip, run routes, lead reverses, block on screens for wide receivers, wham, the three technique, run things that I don't think he did. That guy, he must have been in the ice tub come Sunday night. After the game, he was probably in the ice tub already. They got him doing so much. Just a tip of the hat to Cole Kmet after watching that film of everything Ben Johnson had him doing. But Lawrence, like you know, speed, like you know, it's easy in the NFL to focus, to work on details for 1 week. The trick is to do it every week. The trick is to do it every time. It's not easy, but it's easier when the media is screaming at you, when everyone's asking, why is your coach saying that you don't have details? Now, when everyone's praising you, are you doing it again? Are you there Monday early? Are you there Tuesday? Are you there Wednesday? Are you paying attention and walk through? The trick is, I play with a lot of guys, Lawrence and Spiegs, could do it 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks in a row. 6th, 7th week, you don't know where they are. They have to go home early. You don't know why. They're not in the weight room anymore. They're not paying attention and walkthrough anymore. Those are the things you got to pay attention. It's a long season. Caleb, I think, and I think everyone thinks this, when you see his skill, when you see the things he's capable of, when you see the things he does, you know if he puts in the work every week, he is capable of being a good quarterback in the NFL.
Man, Olin Krutz with us here on Spiegel and Holmes. Dude, we've been talking about the vibe after a win and how it's an opportunity for teaching because everybody's feeling good. But, of course, leave it to you to talk about the danger of guys taking their foot off the gas once things go well like that. For anybody who didn't hear it, we're going to talk about and play. Ben Johnson really gave kind of a screed today on coaching a quarterback and what the relationship is and coaching him hard and what it's about, what your job is as a coach. And we're going to play it a little bit later on. But, like, I think if you had to guess, is Caleb one of those guys who you got to stay on after a win? Like, you talked about teammates that you knew like that. I wonder if Caleb is that guy you got to stay on because he's in danger of feeling real good about himself and taking a foot off the gas just a little bit.
But it's hard to guess like that. If you're not with the guy every day in a locker room and you don't see the way he carries himself and the way he works. And all of us, man, I myself included, had to learn how to work in the NFL, right? All of us needed coaches on us, teammates, older guys, veterans, watch guys come into the locker room, come in every day, do their job, focus and work. And like, and even coaches. Coaches have, like Coach Johnson's talking about, a lot of coaches will let off the gas. A lot of coaches will stop coaching you, stop with the details, stop with the game plan. That is the hard thing in the NFL, to have somebody that oversees everybody, has them always pushing, always working. I said in a couple shows on a post-game show this week, as there's captains on a football team, guys, a head coach has a captains on his coaching staff, guys who hold guys accountable, guys who lead even the coaches. Developing the coaches is one thing, right? Declan Doyle needs to learn how to be an offensive coordinator, young guy. So Coach Johnson has to teach all those guys and get everybody moving in one direction. And it's not an easy thing to learn, that kind of discipline. You guys go through it, right? It's not easy to learn how to watch the Cubs, the White Sox, the Blackhawks, the Bulls, the Bears, and have things to say about them every day, every time. And you work with guys in your own business that you know, wow, man, for 1 or 2 weeks, they are great. But what about the fifth week? What about the sixth week? You start to wonder, start to notice the details slip a little bit. Every business is the same. Same thing the Bears are finding out about the young quarterback and their football team as a whole.
Oh, I can't quite figure out what's going on with the Raiders offense, because Trey Tucker has been the guy on an offense that has Brock Bowers and Ashton Jeanty. So I'd love to know what you see from their offense. What are the dangers of what it is they can do with Geno Smith?
I think the dangers is he can attack you downfield with those wide receivers that you just mentioned. They do have some talent there. I think their offense, Chip Kelly, obviously brings a volume, a playbook, right? They have to learn all the details, all the ins and outs of what he's trying to do. Same thing we just talked with the Chicago Bears. Look, the biggest thing that worries about me about this game is I've been hearing the Raiders say the same thing the Bears said last week, right? We got our details on our run game. We're just a little off. Jeanty talking about, I gotta recognize early. I gotta hit it harder. We gotta make plays. I worry about the Chicago Bears run defense. If I watch the Chicago Bears on film, I say to myself, man, if the Dallas Cowboys would have just been stubborn with the run, right? We're gonna win this game just by forcing them to stop our rushing attack. And when I watch the Raiders, you know, their run game is not very good right now. Their offensive line is not doing great. They're struggling up front a little bit. But like the Bears last week, they're all saying about the same thing. This is how the NFL works, right? Lawrence and Speaks, guys get embarrassed. Guys like us start talking about them. They get pissed off. They focus a little more. I'm going to prove you wrong, right? Who was enemy number one in Chicago last week? We were, right? The media. We didn't believe in them. We talked too much. They're right. I do. I do talk too much, and they're right. I didn't believe in them last week. But here's the thing about the Raiders. They're going through the same thing, Speaks. Same thing right now. So I worry about, they do have the talent. This guy Jeanty, man, when he gets in open field, he punishes cornerbacks and DBs. If they start to give him a little space, and now the Bears have to play that two deep shell they played last week, or they have to start to walk brisker up a little more and go to a single, go to man, and put right in man coverage Tyreek Stevenson and the slot, whoever's going this week in the nickel slot against Tucker, Lawrence. It could be a long day for the Bears.
Hey, man, how have the last few days been for you in terms of coming off a win where things looked so good? Like, we're so used to fire and brimstone, or firing with brimstone, like Ed Obradovich once said on this station. Mm-hmm. You sound enthusiastic. You sound happy. How's that been for you to be happy about the way the Bears played for a couple days?
It was really good, man. It was really like I think David Hall said in the morning when I jumped on at 7 a.m. after the win, right? The win felt great to watch Chicago Bears win in their stadium. And he said, Olin, I don't know if you know this, but it's been a year. And I thought, it feels like it. right? It feels like it's been a year since we enjoyed a win from the Chicago Bears there at Soldier Field. Everyone looking capable. And then, you know, you just really enjoyed winning and not having to talk about a loss again and why they're losing and what's wrong with the culture and is it the building and can anybody win in Halas Hall? And it was just nice to take different questions about how good the team played, how the D-line looked, the takeaways, the run game, the 19-play drive, Caleb Williams improving. That was good, but don't worry about it because, hello, darkness, my old friend. Illinois took care of that for me.
Oh.
Yeah, that was rough. Kurt Cignetti's team, hearing him in the postgame Saturday night was rough because, you know, Brett Bielema's team is a tough team. And hearing Kurt Cignetti being like, yeah, we knew we could bully him, I was like, oh, my heart was breaking a little bit hearing him talk about that. With the Bears' offensive line and their run game, I'd love to know if you saw anything that you think might be fixable for them before they walk into this game against Vegas.
Yeah, definitely. They're just getting a little better at what we call combination blocks and working together and recognizing fronts. I think it was the first play of the game that the Dallas cornerback came off the edge and tackled Swift for a loss. And we didn't recognize that blitz or get a blocker out to him. And who's responsible for that? I wouldn't know. And who didn't recognize it and why we ran it into that blitz, I wouldn't know. But later in the game, Lawrence, they recognized it and got somebody on him and got a pretty good gain out of it. I think they're, you know, to the right, I would say, they're an outside zone team that likes to run to favor the right side. Now with Darnell right out, I don't know about that. But I think the inside three, who we pay a lot of money to, are getting a little bit better at working their combination blocks, getting up to have to get it to. I even saw Caleb helping with the run game points, organizing the run game. That's a big step for me, man, when I see that on film, when I see him involved in the run game, pointing out who he declares the Mike linebacker, which puts everybody on their block. So they're getting a little better working together. Now, you're a little worried about the fact that DJ Moore's still running the ball, and sometimes Swift doesn't hit the hole. But last week on 3rd-and-1, I complained a lot, but on 3rd-and-1, we had two miscommunications there. On that 19-play drive, he made two defenders miss and got the first down. So that gives me a little bit of hope for the run game. Their yardage per carry is still not very good, right? It's still not great. But hopefully one day, not one day, hopefully here soon, they get a little more comfortable together. I've talked to you guys about Hank Fraley and Dan Campbell and how much they had to do with the run game there in Detroit. I think we all saw that in Baltimore. So give a little credit to the Bears. That they also with Coach Bieniemy and Coach Roshar and Coach Johnson, they're learning how to work together and what is actually their run game. You'd be amazed at how many concepts they're putting on film right now.
Oh, as always, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. Have an excellent weekend, and we'll catch you on the post game.
Appreciate it, guys. ILL.
I.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.